B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes. It's a fact. B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy, too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your Internet at one time, and that requires a great Internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your Internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin from the Flag Center. Winter rain and wind is hard on flags. So until March 21st, bring us that tattered old glory and we'll give you 15% off any all-weather Tuftex American flag. Stop in and see us at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. The Flag Center, since 1982. American flags, American made.
Money Pit is presented by Deutsch Coatings. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you take on the projects you want to get done around your house. You think of your house as a money pit? Well, I think of my house as a money pit, and it's in pretty good shape, but I call it a money pit because it's a house I love. I mean, in my case, it's been in my family for many, many, many years. And you may feel that way about your house. We want to give you the advice that you need to spend wisely on that home. We want to teach you how to take care of it so it can take care of you. And listening to this program is a great start. Coming up on today's show, we're going to talk about one of my favorite appliances. Leslie, is this one of your favorite appliances, a garbage disposer?
Do you know that I've never had one until the ski house in Vermont? And I love
using
it.
That's it. You're ruined now.
Now I'm hooked.
You're hooked. That's right.
I'm like, just put that down the drain and turn the water on. Look at
yeah,
this.
Yeah, right. You're like, oh, I can't do that at home, can I? I got to get a disposal.
Also, I'm not so nervous because the kids are older, so it's like I think I was always afraid of hands.
The thing is, there are a lot of options in disposers today. And, yes, if you've never had one, you get one and you'll never regret it. But we thought it would be a good time to look at some of those options and tell you what really makes sense and which is just kind of the fluff. So we'll cover that in just a bit.
All right. And also, are you just itching to get your garden growing, but you're wondering when you should start to plant? Well, we're going to have some tips on a few plants that can handle the cold ground now and be ready for a spring harvest in just a bit.
And garages are spaces where most of us store everything but a car. There are rare exceptions, but I mean, let's face it, they're just too attractive to put the stuff that you don't know what else to do with.
I mean, it's the best big closet you've got.
It is. But think about it. And this is what kind of always concerned me. It's a place where so many of us keep toys and toxins side by side. I mean, there's no other place in the house where you do that, right? I mean, you don't have a shelf for toxins on top of the kids' toys, right? But you do in the garage. So you got to be really careful and keep that space cleaned and organized and safe. So we'll give you some tips to do that.
All right. And, guys, if you are interested in transforming your kitchen with a granite countertop, we're giving away a kit that can help you do just that in a weekend. It's the Lux Rock Solid Surface Granite Countertop Kit. And, Tom, you used this for a project at your house, and it came out great.
I did. Amazing. Now, in my case, you can put this Lux Rock product on top of laminate or on top of any old countertop material, you know, the bathroom sort of soapstone. It works for that. I built a countertop out of plywood and thought, huh, I wonder if I could use Lux Rocks for this. And I did. And I was having fun with my friends when they looked at it. They'd say, that's granite. I'm like, nope, it's not. It's Lux Rock. It's a finish that looks like granite, performs like granite. It's almost as durable as granite, but it's a lot less expensive than granite. So we're going to give a kit away today to one caller that reaches us with their question. So don't be shy. reach out one of two ways. You can call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. Or you can post your question to moneypit.com/ask. Just click the blue microphone button. That message will come streaming right over to us, and we will toss your name in the Money Pit hard hat to win that Lux Rock kit worth $300 going out to one caller drawn at random. So with that said, let's get to it. Leslie, the calls are already lining up. Who's first?
Heading out to California. Cindy, what is going on? How can we help you?
We have downgraded to a smaller home, and we bought this cute little house that has got this beautiful six-burner gas stove. And the people that built the house put the stove right next to a wooden cabinet, and I can't use somebody turned one burner on against the wall, and it caught the cabinet on fire. So I need to find out what I can put against that wall that will either allow me to use the burners on the stove or not be able to use them at all and just have it look pretty.
You know, Leslie, so many folks love to have those very large commercial-style stoves today, but there's a lot more to them than you think because you have all of this additional power in terms of the burners, and also you need better venting, right? You can't use a typical vent. And in Cindy's case here, she's got a serious fire risk. So my thought is this. Tell me if you think this makes sense. First of all, I would get in touch with the manufacturer of the stove because there will be a specification for installation that will give you step-by-step exactly what has to be done to make sure that the surfaces around this this range are fire-resistant. You know, there are things that that we could suggest, but they may or may not work. You know, putting stainless steel, for example, on this side of the cabinet could help. But then again, it might just heat up and you could burn yourself on it. So I don't want to be able, I don't want to give you any specific advice about how to make the rest of the area that surrounds this fireproof, because I know it does exist. The manufacturers of these types of commercial ranges will have them. You really need to kind of take a step back and see how it should have been installed and then decide how you can modify your existing kitchen to make it work.
Mike in Little Rock, Arkansas, you've got the Money Pit. What can we do for you today?
Well, I've been doing some remodeling on my house, and it's been going on since about 2018. I'm kind of doing it piecemeal as I can afford things. And we're getting ready to list it probably later this springtime. And I want to know if I can list it as newly remodeled or freshly remodeled. What would be the best way to list it? Because it has taken me 3-4 years to do it.
I mean, I think it's fair to say that it's newly remodeled. I mean, remodeling doesn't wear out. And if you had an older house, what kinds of projects did you do? What was remodeled here?
Oh, I added a den. I put down new laminated vinyl floors. I put in several pocket doors, added a powder room, changed the bathroom from a tub to a walk-in shower.
How about like newly remodeled and freshly updated? Because that kind of covers it. Realtors are always good at those at all those descriptions, right? But no, I think it's fair. Listen, you know, houses last a lifetime, and the fact that you spent 3 years fixing this up, especially since two of the last 3 years pretty much were slowed down by the pandemic, I think it's fair to say that. I don't think you're misrepresenting anything. And then you could fill in the blanks there, let folks know what you did. In fact, that would give you kind of a leg up on the competition, too. We always say that it's a good idea to have an inventory that lists your improvements when you put a house on the market, especially if any of those improvements are energy saving. That's really attractive to folks today as well. So I think that's certainly fair for you to use those phrases in your listing. And then, of course, you could add some additional detail when you complete any kind of a property sort of inventory where you sort of list the features and benefits of the place and include those types of improvements.
Great. I appreciate that. That's what I'll do.
All right. Good luck with your project. And we hope that you sell it quickly and for a lot of money.
Me too. Thanks a lot.
Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. Coming up, it's technically known as a food waste disposer, but most of us just call it a garbage disposer. And if you are ready to buy one for the first time or maybe upgrade the one you've got, we have some tips on the best options that are out there next.
You live in a Money Pit. Winter is rough on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. RoofMax is the nation's number one rated roofer because they've saved over 150 million square feet of roofing nationwide. RoofMax is a safe, natural roofing treatment that's guaranteed to strengthen and extend roof life up to 15 years. I've personally witnessed the process myself, and it really works. To find a RoofMax contractor near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com. Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project. But DAP's new 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray textures makes this easy. Whether you're taking on a repair or need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP's spray textures make it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you.
Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. It's great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab. QuickCrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
Wagner Spray Tech is a top manufacturer of paint applicators with a wide array of products like their Control Pro high-efficiency airless paint sprayers.
These sprayers make it easy to transform big projects like exteriors, decks, or fences while outputting 55% less overspray than traditional airless sprayers. They're also easy to use and apply a high-quality finish you'll be proud of.
There are several Control Pro models to choose from. Visit WagnerSprayTech.com to find the right sprayer for your next project. That's WagnerSprayTech.com. Well, he's done it again. Our friend Peter Deich has created another unique kit that makes it easy and cost-effective to change the look of surfaces in your home. The new Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit lets you create real marble vein surfaces in just a few steps with no special skills needed. For just $169, you can cover any laminate, concrete, plywood, or solid surface with a beautiful marble finish. Order your Marble Dream Kit today at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Pavestone. You can create a paver patio or walkway, retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen with rumble stone from Pavestone. For project ideas and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I am Leslie Segretti. You know what, guys? From gardening to garages, right here on the Money Pit and on our podcast, we help you create your best home ever. So follow us on your favorite podcast app or at moneypit.com/podcast.
Well, if you'd love to have granite countertops but just can't handle the expense, we're giving away a brand new product from Deich Coatings today that gives you a sparkling granite surface at a fraction of the cost of the real thing.
Yeah, you know what? It's called LuxRock Solid Surface Granite Countertop Kit, and one kit covers 40 square feet of countertop, making it perfect for updating a kitchen or a bathroom. Now, LuxRock, it spreads easily directly over your old countertop, and then it transforms it into a new smooth stone surface that looks and performs just like real granite. And there's 5 color options, so the whole transformation really does just that. It makes your whole kitchen look entirely different, and it takes only 2 days, and it is a completely DIY project. Now, the kit retails for $299. That's $299 at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeichCoatings.com. But one lucky Money Pit question asker is going to get this kit for free.
So make that you. Reach out to us right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT or post your question at moneypit.com/ask.
Karen's on the line with a question about circuit breakers and whether or not we need to keep turning them on and off. Welcome. How can we help you?
You mentioned something earlier on your show about turning circuit breakers on and off and then doing something. I did not catch the whole thing. I had just started watching the show. And also checking for water leaks. I'm wondering if you can repeat that information or if it could be on your website.
So many people talk about exercising the circuit breaker. You know, it's like, I don't know if there's really anything to it other than making sure things don't get jammed up and everything is capable of turning on and off in the event that you need to do so. So, like, what do you recommend, Tom? Every, like, 2 or 3 months do it, or, like, once a year?
I think you could turn them on or off every couple of months just to keep things flexible. And then also make sure you check your ground fault circuit breakers. Those are the outlets sometimes with the test and reset buttons, just to make sure they're flexible and operating. I don't think there's anything wrong with that, and it certainly won't hurt, and it could definitely help.
It's so funny, the outside ones with the circuit breakers, I only really use it during the holiday time. And anytime I need to, you know, reset it because it's been rainy or whatnot, I always have to use, like, one end of the plug because it's kind of stiff because I'm not,
right,
obviously,
yeah,
exercising that circuit.
That's right. Yeah.
What about your water? I mean, you should not have that water meter running at all, ever. Like, so is it worth it to go outside, check that meter if you've got all the faucets off just to make sure you don't have a leak you don't know about?
Yeah, it's a good idea. So if all the faucets and fixtures are off, yet the water meter is still running, then obviously you're running water somewhere. And the most likely place that would be is a toilet. Typically, a flush valve at the bottom of the tank, if it leaks a little bit, it's going to force the toilet to refill all the time. That's a very common reason for the water meter to be running, even when everything else is off. So it definitely tells you if something is going on.
Well, an easy way to cut down on food waste at home is to install a garbage disposer. You know, there's nothing more convenient than to be able to send leftover fruit and potato peels, veggie stubs, and all kinds of other waste right down the drain.
Yep, and as we said before, it's an appliance that once you own it, you never want to be without one again. So, if you're shopping for one, there are three basic questions to consider. First, which type of disposer would work best in your home? What special features are most important to you? And do you have a septic tank?
Okay, so let's start first talking about the different types. Now, garbage disposers come in two basic modes, batch feed and continuous feed. A batch feed model is going to operate only when the disposal lid is engaged and the unit is activated. Continuous feed models will operate with the flick of a switch, and then they're going to run until the unit is turned off, and they are way more convenient to use. Now, let's talk about noise levels here, because I'm new to the garbage disposal game. I mean, I've talked about them, I've seen them, I've never actually had one in my home, and so it is always a little jarring when I flip the switch, and it's like, you know, it's loud. So definitely, the newer models will do a quieter run thanks to sound deadening features similar to newer dishwashing machines. That said, sink style is also going to impact the noise. An inexpensive stainless steel sink may not provide solid support for a heavier, higher powered model, and an overpowering disposal may cause that surrounding countertop and cabinets to rattle. So you kind of have to balance the different materials and the type of disposal.
Now, the other question to ask yourself is, do you have a septic? Because septic systems that are sized to accommodate the usage of several typical home appliances, including disposers, but you need to avoid placing any solid mineralized items like eggs or seafood shells in the disposer because they could contribute to the accumulation of sludge and impact the effectiveness of the septic system.
Now, let's talk about a disposer getting stuck, because sometimes this does happen. So are there any tricks out there to free them up?
Yes, if you buy a disposer, you will find in the box usually what looks like a very oversized kind of angular Allen wrench. And the reason that's in there is because on the very bottom of the disposer, there is a socket. And if the disposer gets jammed up, you stick this Allen wrench in it and you wiggle it back and forth to free it up. My son was cleaning out his fish tank not too long ago, and
okay,
he got some of the rocks got down the drain into the disposer, and the thing jammed up. And he didn't know what was going on because he says, Dad, every time I turn it on, it just makes a noise. I mean, like this, hum. He's like, yeah, how do you know? It's like, because it's stuck. I know what it sounds like. So I told him to turn the power off, found that Allen wrench, which I said is usually in the cabinet. It's where most people keep it. And wiggle that motor back, that motor back and forth with the key, then take it out, turn it back on, and zzz, look, there you go. Good to go. No charge.
Good tip. I love it.
I love when my kids call me for advice. It's kind of like they have to admit that they know something.
Now, let's talk about a debate. Do you have to run the water? I mean, I am learning that I have to turn the water on when I turn the switch on, and that's what I've always heard. But no, why not?
You do not. You do not, because it's not relying on the water to provide
to help move
frictionless spin. Well, no, that's being moved by the motor. and the water is not helping us, not providing any lubrication. There's ball bearings in those disposers that are sealed and will spin for years and years and years. So you do not have to run water to, you know, prevent. People think you have to run water to prevent damage. The reason you run water is to help move the waste through the disposer, but not because you're going to ruin it. When I was an inspector, people used to yell at me for running the disposer. I was going to break. I was going to ruin it. Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, yeah, no, I'm not. Go away.
I'm still going to run the water. I'm just going to do it.
So, yeah, no, you don't have to run the water. So
I'm
there you go.
Do it.
You're going to get a disposer. That's what to look for. Good luck.
And run the water.
And run the water. If you don't want to hear anybody complain.
Heading over to Cambridge, Mass., we've got Jeff on the line. What's happening at your money pit?
Down in the basement, I want to be able to insulate it so I can put storage down there.
Okay.
Cabinets, and but I want to do it the proper way. We jacked the house up and put a concrete foundation with a 10-inch wall, and I coated it with the Drylock paint. And I was reading a magazine about the solid foam insulation, and I want to, you know, that's on the outside of the foundation, and I want to make sure that I'm not doing myself harm by putting it on the inside also to lock moisture in there that may like come up in capillary action from the footing. So I just wanted to check with you the best way to go about that. I want to use that probably 2-inch or 1.5-inch foam, depending upon how much room I have to do that, and then build stud walls.
Yeah. So perfectly acceptable. I'm glad you're paying attention to moisture issues. Those are going to source in your area of the country, not from rising water, but basically from a problem with your drainage system, gutters that are undersized or not extended out away from the house far enough and that sort of thing. So just make sure you're really careful about having all that water away from the house, that the grading slopes away and the downspouts are extended. In terms of the insulation, so are you going to put stud walls up in the basement? Is that what you want to do?
Yes, yes.
So you have lots of options here. You can use a solid insulation board such as what you've described right on the foundation. You could also use a product like mineral wool insulation inside the stud base, which is a very moisture-resistant stone-based insulation that is very, very effective. And I like it because it's kind of stiff, so it's easy to handle. I'm doing a big mineral wool project myself now, putting that in floors right above a crawl space foundation for the same reason. Or you could go with spray foam if you really want to have a real tight space. That's going to be a lot more expensive. But I don't see any issues with that. You could do any of those three methods, and it will definitely make that space much more comfortable. And then, of course, you're going to want to add some heat into that basement space because you're in a cold area of the country. And by adding a little heat, you keep the humidity actually in check because that heat helps to make it drier in that space as well.
Okay. I have a couple of boilers there, with water heaters, and I could just add a couple of baseboard sections into that.
Yep.
Another question I have is the outside of the foundation from the ground up, can I paint that? Going back to the, I don't want to lock moisture in there, but it'd be okay to put some paint on the outside, make it look good?
Yeah, just remember, what comes after paint, repaint, more paint. All right, Jeff.
Really enjoy your show. It's really, really helpful. I learned a lot.
This is the Money Pit. I know spring is happening any minute now, but are you just itching to get your garden growing, but you're worried that it's just too soon? Well, we've got some tips on plants that can handle the cold ground now so that they're ready just in time for a spring harvest when the Money Pit returns.
Hey, 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 Money Pit.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new Quikrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit Quikrete.com. That's Quikrete.com. Installing a tiled backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall, then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout, so your project can be completed in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Tired of that long drive home from Sacramento? Try Redding Regional Airport, where you can travel the world with one connection on United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. RDD is located just down the road. Skip the drive, enjoy quick check-ins, and travel with ease and convenience. Getting where you want to go is easier than ever with nonstop flights to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. Enjoy that vacation you've been dreaming about. Fly with ease and convenience from Redding Regional Airport.
Do you come alive in the great outdoors? Do you love to hunt, fish, or cruise the lake every chance you get? See it all at the Redding Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th at the Redding Civic Auditorium. All you could possibly want or need to gear up for outdoors with over 150 exhibitors. From apparel to hunting, fishing, boating, camping, kayaking, mountain biking, off-road utility equipment, just to name a few. Redding Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th at the Redding Civic Auditorium. Something for the whole family. Euro bungee, climbing wall, exhibitor demonstrations. Enjoy the beer garden with a variety of food. Win thousands in prize giveaways. $8 admission, 6 for seniors. 12 and under are free. Sunday, we honor our veterans with our free admission all day. Redding Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th. Go to www.readingsportsmansexpo.com for more information. Presented by Elwood Ranch, Pettigo Redding, Bridgeford, Garage Force, Crown Motors, and California Customs. See it all at the Redding Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th at the Redding Civic Auditorium.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Experience luxurious bliss with Pinnacle Cultivators, Redding's premier licensed legacy cultivator, exclusively at the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake. Pinnacle's carefully crafted, expertly curated flower guarantees an exceptional experience with rare genetics and distinctive flavors, freshly packaged daily for a genuine farm-to-table experience. Visit 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-276-9771 for delivery and hours of operation. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragons.
Attention adventure seekers, save the date for the 30th annual Safari Club International Banquet hosted by the Redding Chapter of Safari Club International on April 27th at the Wind River Resort Center beginning at 5 p.m. Immerse yourself in the thrill of our auction featuring guns, hunting trips, equipment, and breathtaking artwork. Get ready for games and a drawing with fantastic prizes. For more details and tickets, visit sciredding.org. Join us for an unforgettable evening of camaraderie and conversation. See you there.
Hey, what's going on, Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
So happy to be with you here on this almost spring weekend. If you've got a project in mind or one you're in the middle of, reach out to us. If you've got questions, we'd be happy to help. The number here, 1-888-MONEYPIT, or go to moneypit.com/ask and click the blue microphone button for the quickest possible response.
Now we've got Christina in Missouri on the line who is about to tackle a bathroom renovation but has a lot of questions. Tell us about the project.
So my project, it's the master bathroom, and it's one of those bathrooms where it has the tub And there's a window, a big window right above the tub, and a very, very narrow shower. And so I would like to be able to remove the shower and the tub out completely and make an expanded shower and use the space where the shower is at, make that into storage. And so my question is, what do I do with the window? Do I like the light that comes in, but it's very, very drafty. So if I were to replace the window, would I use like a double pane or triple pane? Or if I were to kind of shore up the window, then would that mean probably obviously some masonry work that needs to be done? I'm just trying to figure out what is the most cost effective and, you know, quickest way, I guess, to be able to resolve the window issue.
You might want to look into privacy windows. You know, there's some really pretty privacy windows that are designed for bathrooms. I'm thinking of one that looks like glass block, Leslie, you know, that kind of has like sort of the wavy glass to it. It's not designed to open, but it brings a lot of light in.
But there are, you know, double hung windows that are privacy glass as well that are meant for bathroom spaces. I mean, otherwise, how would the window that's directly next to my toilet function? I mean, yeah. It's amazing. It's the worst place for it, but luckily the glass is, you know, clouded in a way. So there are options that give you the privacy within the glass, but also the functionality of the window. But you definitely do need to upgrade that window system that you have so you're not getting those drafts.
Right. So I have seen some frosted glass and, you know, and other like Instagram pictures and things like that, but are those types of windows, are they like double pane windows? Do they even, I don't even know. I guess, I mean, I have a lot of research to do.
Those type of decorative windows with the frosted glass, they are available and we call that thermal pane. Double pane is thermal pane windows. Certainly you could buy a privacy window that is an Energy Star rated window. That's another good thing to look for. The other thing I'll point out is make sure that the bathroom, I don't know if your bathroom has a ventilation fan in it, because sometimes bathrooms with windows don't have these vent fans. But you're definitely going to need to add one, especially if you decide to use a non-openable window. And even if not, if you can do the renovation, I would add a bath fan at the same time.
Okay, yep, we do have one. And I was thinking of replacing that one also because I think it's one of those things where if I'm going to do the upgrades, I might as well upgrade that too. So,
yep, you know the four most important words? You know the four most expensive words for bathroom renovations while you're at it?
Yeah. Yes. Exactly. Well, it's all the small things that start adding up that make the project that much more expensive. But having a plan, having a good plan, and doing my research and part of the call to you was part of that. So thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Well, you're very welcome. Good luck with this project.
Okay. Thank you. Take care.
Well, are you itching to get your garden growing but wondering what you can start planting this early in the season? Well, now's actually the best time to plant some of those cool season crops. And in fact, if you don't start growing them to maturity in cooler weather, you're not going to see the best results. And you'll notice they could also have a kind of bitter flavor to them.
Now, some of these root crops need 90 days to reach maturity, but others, such as those winter varieties of radishes, they're ready to begin harvesting in 22 days from seeding, and radishes are so good. And it's amazing how many varieties of radishes there are out there, spicy, mustardy, I mean, all kinds of radishes. They're so yummy.
They definitely are. And now that you've got a bunch of fresh veggies, what are you going to do with them? Well, you can add them to a leafy green salad. Those are also perfect for cool weather growing. We're talking about lettuces like Swiss chard, arugula, and the leafless lettuces.
All right. Now, if you like snow peas and you want them in your salad, go right ahead because they love to grow in this weather as well. Yeah, snow peas. Turns out they love snow.
Go figure. For more details, you can check out Green Goodness, 12 veggies you can plant right now on MoneyPit.com.
This is the Money Pit. Are you looking for projects to fill up your weekends? Well, we've got lots of ideas that can help you stay busy and keep your home in tip-top shape. But this time of year, are you thinking about spring cleaning, but maybe you're just not sure where to start the process? We've got some advice on getting started with a space that's probably one of the most cluttered and potentially unsafe spaces when the Money Pit returns.
You live in the Money Pit.
Winter is rough on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. RoofMax is the nation's number one rated roofer because they've saved over 150 million square feet of roofing nationwide. RoofMax is a safe natural roofing treatment that's guaranteed to strengthen and extend roof life up to 15 years. I've personally witnessed the process myself, and it really works. To find a RoofMax contractor near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com. Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project, but DAP's new 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray textures makes this easy. Whether you're taking on a repair or need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP's spray textures make it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you.
Installing a tile backsplash, countertop, or shower really updates your home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. I like Simple Mat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat uses a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to the wall. And there's no waiting to grout. Grab pre-mixed Simple Grout and your project can be done in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com or visit thesimplemat.com.
Wagner Spray Tech is a top manufacturer of paint applicators with a wide array of products like their Control Pro high-efficiency airless paint sprayers.
These sprayers make it easy to transform big projects like exteriors, decks, or fences while outputting 55% less overspray than traditional airless sprayers. They're also easy to use and apply a high-quality finish you'll be proud of.
There are several Control Pro models to choose from. Visit WagnerSprayTech.com to find the right sprayer for your next project. That's WagnerSprayTech.com. Well, he's done it again. Our friend Peter Deich has created another unique kit that makes it easy and cost-effective to change the look of surfaces in your home. The new Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit lets you create real marble vein surfaces in just a few steps with no special skills needed. For just $169, you can cover any laminate, concrete, plywood, or solid surface with a beautiful marble finish. Order your Marble Dream Kit today at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings. Deich Coatings is the official coatings partner of The Money Pit. Available online at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to The Money Pit, Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And whether you're planning a decor project, the remodeling project of your kitchen or bath, or maybe even fixing a leak or a squeak, we are here for you every step of the way on the Money Pit podcast at moneypit.com/podcast.
What kind of project are you guys tackling this weekend? Perhaps you're looking at your kitchen and thinking maybe it needs a little update. Well, if you love the look of granite, but you just haven't been able to handle the expense, we're giving away a brand new product from Deich Coatings today that gives you a sparkling granite surface at a fraction of the cost of real granite. It's called LuxRock Solid Surface Granite Countertop Kit, and one kit covers 40 square feet of countertop, which makes it perfect for updating a kitchen or a bath. It goes on super easy over a countertop. It transforms your old countertop into a beautiful new smooth stone surface that looks and performs just like the real granite does. And there's 5 color options available, and the whole transformation is only going to take 2 days, so it is definitely a DIY project.
The kit retails for $299 at Home Depot, Lowe's, or at DeichCoatings.com, but we've got one to give away today to one lucky listener. But to win it, you got to be in it, and that means you got to pick up the phone and call us at 888-MONEYPIT with your question or post your questions at moneypit.com/ask.
Heading out to Chile, Ohio, we've got Kirk on the line who's looking to make the floors a little warmer. Tell us about your project.
I'm putting an addition onto the back of the house, and one, I was wondering about doing in-floor heating, wondering about running that through the fireplace. The other possibility I have, I do have some heat ducts that I can run over. And the other question is about flooring. It's a two-story addition, will be used partially for sales. Wondered about putting tile on the floor. Also, another possibility would be doing textured concrete.
That's an interesting idea, Kirk, to run your heating pipes through your fireplace, but I got to say that's probably the least efficient way I can imagine you trying to distribute heat.
I mean, is that even a thing?
I don't think so. I've never heard it. I mean, I give them credit for the creativeness of it, but, you know, look, a boiler exists for a reason, to efficiently heat water, circulate it through plumbing pipes, in which case for underfloor heating you could use PEX. There's actually special floor sheathing that has grooves in it where you can run the PEX pipe in the grooves. And then put your finished floor on top of that, which could be any kind of finished floor. But I don't think you can run this through a fireplace in the sense that use the fireplace as the heating element. It's just, it's not going to generate enough. It's not designed to do that. You'd have to have a wood-burning fire going all the time, or a coal-burning fire going all the time, you know, or a pellet-burning stove going all the time. It just makes no sense whatsoever. So we give you credit for the idea, for the energy, for the enthusiasm, but really bad idea. If you want in-floor heating, though, that is a really good idea. If you've got hot water heat, you do it with PEX. Now, if you've got hot air heat, you really can't use hot air heat to do underfloor heating. In that case, what you would have to do is use electric heat on top of the slab. And in that case,
because
it would be
a separate
really
thing.
Yeah, it would be expensive. So if you got hot water and you can do it with PEX piping, that'd be the way to go, but not to heat the water using the fireplace. Well, if you're like most of us, garages are spaces where we store everything except a car, of course. It's also where we store toys and toxins side by side. So it's important to keep the space super clean, organized, and therefore safe.
Yeah, I mean, really, this is the space in my house that gets the most cluttered over winter. I mean, you have all those items that you can't use because it's cold outside, bikes, balls, toys, yet for some reason my kids find a way to take them all out, move everything around, get to other stuff, and just keep moving and making more and more of a mess. Plus, you've got all your winter gear in there as well. And this truly is the only space at home where you probably store things like antifreeze and a chemical de-icer right next to a skateboard and a basketball. So, I mean, it's all kind of in the same spot, and it's definitely not ideal.
That's right. So get rid of the empty containers of chemicals that you might have used over the winter. And if you've got gasoline containers, say for lawn equipment or generators, they need to be emptied because you can't store gas long in them unless you are treating it, because it's going to go bad after about 30 days.
Yeah, you're also going to want to sweep up any salt or sand that just gets tracked in from being outside in these winter months. You're going to want to move sleds, shovels, all those scrapers right to the back of the garage, and then get your hands on those sporting equipment, the lawn equipment, and bring all of that forward. I mean, I kind of try to cycle through a rotation, but again, the kids have other plans and like seem to just completely disregard any sense of organization in the garage. So I think it's smart to bring in things that will help you stay organized and keep things in their right place and just get rid of stuff you don't need.
It's also a good time to get rid of things you no longer use or anything that might be in bad condition. So do it now, clean out, and you'll have the entire summer to fill it right back up again.
Now we've got Ann on the line who's feeling the chill. What's going on with the insulation at your place?
I was just wondering what the best way or best product to use for a very drafty house, around the windows, underneath the floor, feeling like it's coming through on the base of the cabinets in the kitchen. Drafty.
So, Ann, tackling drafts is it sounds like it's a constant battle for you, so I'm going to give you a couple of tips. First of all, with respect to the windows, we need to figure out where these drafts are coming in. If the weather stripping is worn or missing in, say, their old double-hung windows, then that needs to be replaced. I often find, though, that you'll get drafts that will be around the outside of the molding. Even on the inside of the house, that casing, that trim, will sometimes allow air to draft in from the outside, especially on a windy day. So for those areas, we recommend that you caulk the outside perimeter. And for the windows themselves, you should be adding new weather stripping to that. Now, you also mentioned being very chilly towards the floor and the base cabinet. So that might be, to me, Leslie, it sounds like it could be the box beam, you know, the floor underneath that part of the house.
It's just open.
Yeah, it may not be insulated. You know, that box beam, which is where the floor joists sort of intersect with the outside of the house, that area needs to be insulated. And, in fact, if you have an unfinished crawl space, the floor system itself needs to be insulated. So I would start there with weather stripping the windows, and secondly, I would insulate the floor underneath that area, and especially that box beam area. And if you want to go the extra mile, you could also use a product like Great Stuff to seal any large gaps that are in there where air might be coming in. You know, you can do your own kind of draft inspection if the wind's blowing right just by sort of holding the back of your hand against the window area, not touching the window, but just right up against it, because I find that the back of my hand is much more sensitive than my palm, and I can really pinpoint drafts sometimes by doing that.
You are tuned to The Money Pit. Thanks so much for joining us this hour. Coming up, we're going to help Jeff, who wants to replace his heating system, and he's wondering if he should replace the water heater as well. We're going to tell him how to do both with one system when The Money Pit returns.
Live in a money pit.
Your vacation is over, but the worst part, the long drive home from Sacramento. Unless you chose to fly from Redding, at Redding Regional Airport, your takeoff and landing are close to home, with quick check-ins and nonstop flights to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. You can travel the world with one connection on United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. Next time, skip the drive to and from Sacramento. Fly with ease and convenience from Redding Regional Airport.
Hi friends, RC here, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, the Diesel Vintage. A smooth burn, a perfect draw, and flavor for days. This is what an expertly crafted Parejo from the farms of A.J. Fernandez offers us. The Diesel Vintage is everything we seek in a fine and exceptional cigar experience. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Good morning, Redding. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Anderson.com for details.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Here to help you take on the projects you want to get done around your house. Reach out to us with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Jeff from Syracuse, New York, reached out to Team Money Pit and says, I have hot water heat and need to replace my 40-year-old boiler. I'm wondering if it makes sense to replace the water heater at the same time.
You know, Probably, Jeff, because what I would recommend you do is what we did a couple of years back, and that we replaced a boiler and a water heater at the same time, and we did it with what's called a combi unit. Now, combis are combination boilers and water heaters that are tankless. And the first thing that's interesting about a combi system is it's very small. My combi system, my boiler, it hangs on the wall, and aside from the pipes that are attached to it, the main unit itself is pretty much the same size as, I think, our spice cabinet, which is probably 18 inches wide and about 30 inches tall. I mean, it's really a small piece of equipment. It also doesn't have any wasted heat like coming off the jacket. A lot of old boilers do. In fact, when we installed ours, I had to insulate the entire first floor because a lot of the old heat used to warm it. Now that wasn't happening anymore, so I definitely needed to insulate it. And thirdly, it's far more efficient than either the water heater or the boiler by itself. And lastly, you'll probably find that there are rebates available right now or tax credits that are available for these efficient systems. So I would definitely tell you to look into a Weil McLean combi. That's the brand that I use. There are others as well. I chose that because I knew that brand well, but certainly talk to some different professionals and consider using a combi system and replacing both the water heater and the boiler at once.
All right, now we've got Zane in North Carolina who's refinishing an oak table. Zane says, hey, I love your show and I need your help. I'm refinishing a 25-year-old oak kitchen table with a lot of dirt has settled into the grain. I sanded a small test area and refinished it, and I'm happy with the result, but I had to scrape each grain with a toothpick to remove the dirt. That is a lot of work.
That's a lot of work, yeah, yeah. Well, you know, I'm actually refinishing some old cabinets right now, and I'm talking about cabinets from the 60s, built really, really well. I mean, solid, but they're old, so they are dirty, and I needed to get them really clean. So I used a product called a deglosser. You may have it here called liquid sandpaper, and basically I used the Crud Cutter brand, and what I did was I took the doors off, in my case, and I soaked it with this stuff, not for a long time, but I saturated it, and then I rubbed it with a scotch pad. You know those green scotch pads? They come in different abrasion levels. The green one is kind of like a medium grit, and it did a really good job of loosening up all the dirt that was stuck to it. It got into the grain. If there were some spots where it was deep, I would use a nylon bristle brush with that deglosser and rub it in there. And then once I was happy with the level of cleaning, I would wipe it all off with a damp cloth. I'll tell you what, you couldn't really see the dirt it was being picked up when you were doing the project, but Leslie, as soon as I rinsed that rag out, you could see all the muddy water that came out of it. So it worked really, really well. Now, the other option is to machine sand it. And if you're going to machine sand it, I would use like a vibrating sander. I would start with 100 grit, and then I would switch to 180 and then finish it off with like a 220. It's going to have to do that in stages. So you're going to basically be sanding down through that grain and into that dirt, and that should do the trick.
All right, Zane, I hope that helps you out because oak tables and oak in general does have a super deep grain pattern. So you want to efficiently and effectively get rid of whatever dirt and yuck you've gotten there, and that should do the trick.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show on air and online at moneypit.com. We hope that you guys are enjoying your day as we all wait patiently for spring, which is just around the corner. And as you're waiting patiently, if you're thinking about projects that you really, really, really want to get done, you don't know if you can do it yourself. You think you can, maybe you just need a couple of tips, or maybe you should hire a pro. Reach out to us anytime, 24/7 at 1-888-MONEYPIT, because we will always be here to help. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Hi, I'm Adam Ryan, presiding judge of the Shasta County Superior Court. The Superior Court is now accepting applications from those individuals that are interested in serving on the Shasta County Grand Jury. To apply or get more information, please visit our website at ShastaCountyGrandJury.org.
The Grand Jury is one of the most important and interesting volunteer opportunities you can be part of. Applications are now being accepted. To apply or get more details, visit ShastaCountyGrandJury.org.
Please apply now.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tasha Stevens. President Biden's back on the campaign trail, attending a campaign event in Atlanta today. He took shots at former President Trump, criticizing him for a recent meeting with Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban. The president was interrupted by pro-Hamas protesters, but he said he does not resent their passion. Former President Trump, meanwhile, was in Rome, Georgia, today.
This has been a tremendous week for our movement. We won big on Super Tuesday. They call it Super Tuesday for a reason. We won big. And now we're just days away from officially clinching the Republican nomination for President of the United States of America.
President Biden said he regretted using the word illegal to refer to the illegal immigrant charged with murdering a nursing student in Georgia. He spoke on MSNBC, where the host brought up the moment that he used the word illegal, the State of the Union address. A new sea route to transport aid from Cyprus to Gaza. Karen Shamas has more on the story.
The launch of the new sea route is a sign of the international community's increasing frustration with the humanitarian crisis in Gaza. It also showed a new international willingness to work around Israeli restrictions. A ship belonging to Spain's Open Arms will make a pilot voyage to test the sea corridor. Open Arms founder Oscar Camps told the AP, "No, we're not concerned at all about security. We're concerned about the security and lives of the people who are in Gaza, who have neither food nor medicine to treat chronic pathologies." Israel said it welcomed the maritime corridor, but cautioned it would also need security checks. I'm Karen Shamas.
More on these stories at Town Hall.
We all know that aches and pains come with simply getting older, but it doesn't mean you have to accept it. That's why I want to tell you about a special lady, Leah from Ohio, and her relief factor story. One Sunday, Leah was sitting on the couch in so much pain, she was literally in tears. That's when she decided to try Relief Factor. Just 8 days later, she found relief, and she continued to get better and better. To quote her, she said, "I am truly amazed at this product. Like me, who after 9, almost 10 years, almost a decade of low back pain, lost that pain thanks to Relief Factor. If you're living with aches and pain, see how Relief Factor, a daily drug-free supplement, could help you feel and live better every day. Get the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. It all comes with a feel better or your money back guarantee. That number, 1-800-4-RELIEF, relieffactor.com.
An appeals court in Montenegro overturns a ruling that Terraform Labs founder Do Kwon should be extradited to the United States to face fraud charges rather than to his native South Korea.
The 32-year-old Kwon was arrested nearly a year ago in Montenegro on an international arrest warrant in connection with a $40 billion crash of Terraform Labs cryptocurrency. Both South Korea and the U.S. have requested Kwon's extradition from Montenegro. The High Court in Montenegro decided last month to hand over Kwon to the U.S. The Court of Appeals annulled that decision and ordered the lower court to repeat the process.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. The maker of a much-debated drug for Lou Gehrig's disease says it failed to help patients with the fatal illness. The results from Amylyx Pharmaceuticals raise the likelihood the drug will be pulled from the U.S. market. News and analysis at townhall.com. Zoo animals will be the focus of a study during next month's total eclipse.
Researchers will observe how animals' routines at several zoos are disrupted during the April 8 total solar eclipse. The moon shadow will sweep across North America from Texas to Maine. In 2017, a team noticed strange animal behavior at a South Carolina zoo in the path of total darkness. This time, scientists will stand by to track how tortoises, giraffes, and apes at the Fort Worth Zoo in Texas react when day transforms into dusk. John Scott reporting.
U.S. aerospace company Stratolaunch conducts the first power test flight of a new unmanned hypersonic research vehicle. Company says that the flight Saturday of the Talon A-1 off the coast of California was a success, but they withheld specific altitude and speed details. Hypersonic describes flights at speeds of at least Mach 5 or five times the speed of sound. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your internet at one time, and that requires a great internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
The Money Pit is presented by Deutsch Coatings. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is The Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Here to help you take on the projects that you want to get done around your house. We've been at this for over 20 years, and we love what we do because we get to help you make your home exactly what you want it to be. To help you create your best home ever is what we do. So, if you're a do-it-yourselfer, or a do-it-for-me kind of home improver, you are welcome. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT, or you can post your questions at moneypit.com/podcast. Coming up on today's show, spring cleaning season is here, and while cleaning is never really popular, there's one room that people really hate to clean. We're going to share what that room is and what people are willing to give up to never, ever have to clean it again.
And whether you want to repair low spots in your lawn or install a new one, the dirt used to grade your lawn makes a big difference in how that grass is going to grow. So we're going to share some tips on the best soil to use for this project.
And we're going to talk about safety, security, and outdoor style, because a good outdoor lighting design can deliver all three. So we've got tips to improve your home's exterior lightscape, so to speak.
And today we've got a great product up for grabs from Team Money Pit that's going to help you update a kitchen or bath. It's from Deutsch Coatings, and it's called LuxRock Solid Surface Granite Countertop Kit.
Yep, I use this for a project at my house, and you can actually read all about it on a post online at moneypit.com. But we're giving a LuxRock kit away worth almost $300 to one listener drawn at random who calls us with their question or posts their question to moneypit.com/ask. So let's get to it. The number again, 1-888-MONEYPIT. Leslie, who's first?
Heading out to Pennsylvania, we've got Dawn on the line with a decking question.
I listened to the question earlier about refinishing a deck. We did use a solid color stain on the deck. It is exposed to sun and rain with no covering on it. When we refinish it the next time, would it be advisable to put some kind of a sealer like a polyurethane over that stain?
So, Dawn, if you're using a good quality solid stain, you absolutely don't need to put any kind of sealer on top of that. You mentioned a urethane or a varathane. That's not going to help you in this case, and it's really not going to buy anything in terms of longevity. You want to make sure that that wood can breathe. It's going to give the board some ultraviolet UV protection, and it will cut down the cracks and the checks, and the color should last you a few years. You shouldn't be doing this every year. I'm afraid if you put anything on that that's, you know, like a sealer, like a urethane, like you're suggesting, it's just going to peel and look really terrible. So I think you've done the right thing, and you just take it from there.
Steve from Illinois is calling in. He's got a question about windows. Now, I know when you get estimates on things, they can be all over the place. So how do you know what's too high and what's not? Come on, Steve, tell us what's going on. Let's give you a hand.
We bought a home, and we have a set of windows that go out into the backyard. Several, there's the screw-out type windows. We got an estimate from Renewal by Anderson for $13,000, and we were just wondering if windows actually are that expensive or if we should shop around.
Well, Steve, if you're talking about the entire house, a $13,000 estimate doesn't seem too outrageous. If you're talking about the one side of the house and they're just sort of plain, basically, you say screw-out windows, I'm guessing you mean casements. That sounds really expensive. That would be like, what, $2,000 a window? That would be kind of crazy. So I think the best thing for you to do regardless, though, is to go ahead and get a number of bids. I mean, Renewal by Anderson is a very good company and a good quality window. But I would turn to the Angie website at angi.com. They have a whole section devoted to replacement window contractors. Put into that website form what you're trying to accomplish, and you'll get a number of calls pretty quickly. You'll get some additional prices, and certainly you can make a decision from that. And if you want to learn more about like what makes one window better than the other, on MoneyPit.com, there is a great post that we put together called How to Choose Energy-Efficient Replacement Windows. It walks you through all the standards that you should check for to make sure that it's a good window. So I think if you follow that advice, you'll be in pretty good shape. Good luck with that project, and let us know how you make out.
Heading out to Cape Cod, where we've got Sherry on the line. What's going on at your Money Pit?
Well, hi. I have an Anderson slider door.
Okay.
It never did it when it was new. It's about 20 years old.
Okay.
That the bottom railing where the door slides, I think it ices, and right by the door, there's plywood underneath the carpet. And what it does is moisture turns that carpet a dark brown, and I think it's tannins from the plywood, but lo and behold, it's that bottom rail that ices, and I think that's where the water's coming from because it's never wet.
Well, I mean, first of all, Anderson makes a heck of a good sliding glass door. Of all the doors out there, that's one of the most durable. The first thing I would do is I would check the alignment on the door, and you'll find that on the bottom of that door, there's going to be two like plastic caps, one at one end of the sliding door and one at the other. And when you pull those off, you'll see that you can put a screwdriver in there and rotate it. And as you do that, there's a wheel that will adjust the height of the door on that track, and by turning one or the other, you can adjust alignment. So I would check it to make sure that when that door comes into the jam, that it is absolutely parallel with the door jam. Because if it's off a little bit, then that could be, you know, one of the reasons you're getting some moisture or humidity or draft in that space. And then also very often those doors are going to have an extra tiny piece of foam sort of glued to the edge of it so that when it closes, it pulls in real tight. You see this on sliding doors. You also see it on regular doors too. It's like an extra piece of weather stripping. It's only about, you know, an inch and a half square, and it's adhered to the very bottom of the jamb. Usually the jam, not so much the sliding door, because it stays better that way. And so when that door comes in, it pulls tight and seals it. So I would look at the alignment there first, and then I would try to determine whether or not there's any gaps. And the last thing I would do is I would go outside, and this is easier to do at night, with a strong flashlight, hold it parallel to the bottom of the door and even under the door. And then on the inside, have another person see if they can see that light streaming through. Because you may have some some gaps under the door that have formed over the years. And if you find those, you can seal those with an expanded foam insulation. Now, there's one, Great Stuff makes a number of these. You want to use the one that's rated for windows and doors because it's not quite as stiff and it won't move that sill plate. It will just sort of fill up the space. Or you could caulk it. But I would check for gaps. I would check the alignment for the door, and I would add that little tiny piece of weather stripping, okay?
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
This is the Money Pit. Thanks so much for joining us here. We'd love to help you out. We'd love to give you ideas and help you figure out what are the most amazing projects you can tackle at your Money Pit so you may have the best house ever. Coming up, do you love to clean? Well, for one room, that answer is absolutely positively not. We are going to share the most hated room to clean and what 2,000 Americans say that they are willing to give up to never have to deal with cleaning it again when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a money pit.
Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake and discolor, making your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio look old and worn. With QuickCrete Recap Resurfacer, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces at a fraction of the cost of replacing it. It's an easy project you can even do yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com, QUIKRETE.com. Replacing your home's roof is a big deal, and it's not something you want to do more than once. That's why choosing a quality metal roof makes so much sense. Metal roofs are stronger, more durable, and stand up to severe winter weather like snow, ice, and hurricane-force winds far better than traditional shingle roofs. They improve energy efficiency, lower maintenance, and come in a huge variety of styles to fit any type of home. Learn more about how a quality metal roof can protect your home for a lifetime. Get your free Metal Roofing Alliance Buyer's Guide at metalroofing.com.
Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project, but DAP's new 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray textures makes this easy. Whether you're taking on a repair or need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP's spray textures make it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you.
Does your backyard need a makeover? Check out Rumblestone from Pavestone. With Pavestone, you can create beautiful outdoor living spaces, a paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, a fire pit, a grill enclosure, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy, and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone. To find a retailer near you, project ideas, and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com.
Well, he's done it again. Our friend Peter Deich has created another unique kit that makes it easy and cost-effective to change the look of surfaces in your home. The new Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit lets you create real marble vein surfaces in just a few steps with no special skills needed. For just $169, you can cover any laminate, concrete, plywood, or solid surface with a beautiful marble finish. Order your Marble Dream Kit today at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by QuickCrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix. In the red bag, make your next outdoor concrete project quick and easy. QuickCrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix. Look for it in the red bag.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at moneypit.com. And guys, whether you are planning a decor project, a remodeling project of your kitchen or bath, or fixing a leak or a squeak, we are here for you every step of the way on the Money Pit Podcast. You can subscribe for free at moneypit.com/podcast.
Give us a call. Let us know what you are working on. Here at Team Money Pit, we love to help you out with projects, and we also love to give amazing products away to help you tackle those projects. And perhaps you're thinking of updating a kitchen or a bath with a granite countertop but don't want to spend the bucks. Well, we've got a great kit called the LuxRock Solid Surface Granite Countertop Kit up for grabs this hour. One kit covers 40 square feet of countertop, so it's perfect for a smaller kitchen or a bathroom project. There's five colors, and the whole transformation will make you look like you have a beautiful new smooth stone surface, and it performs just like the real granite. So it's definitely an awesome prize. It's $299. You can find it at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeichCoatings.com.
But we've got one kit to give away to one very lucky listener who reaches us with their questions. So reach out to us now at 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. Or post your question at moneypit.com/ask.
Michael in Raleigh is on the line. New listener, new homeowner, and definitely has a lot of questions about how this home is built. What's going on?
There's a sunroom that's attached with the roof. The roof is new. The sunroom is old. And it has footings that seem to be partially buried. We're not sure if there's cement footings down there. We're not sure how to check yet. And then the inspector said that the frame of the sunroom isn't bolted to the foundation of the house. So we're not sure if that's something they'd be worried about. And there was a unfinished support beam underneath the frame of the house that had no pier to the ground. So those three things are just kind of weird, and we weren't sure how scary they were, but we were going to try to get them fixed, and we're just not sure the best way to go about it.
So, Michael, yeah, you definitely have a lot of reasons to be concerned. What you're describing to me sounds a lot like a scenario that I often saw as a professional home inspector, and it kind of goes like this. When the house was built, at some point there was a slab, like let's call it a patio, off the back of a wall. Somebody got the bright idea that, hey, we're going to create a sunroom, and we're just going to build this sunroom, which very often they come in kits, or they're built from scratch, and they build it on top of the patio. But here's the thing. Patios are not foundations. They're patios. They're only 4 or 5 inches thick, typically, and they're not designed to be stable enough to become really living space of the house. So now that the sunroom was built on top of it, and then you mentioned that the new roof overlapped the sunroom. It sounds kind of sloppy. Obviously, your home inspector found that it wasn't bolted to the house, or it wasn't bolted to the home's foundation. Again, kind of like bringing me down that path to thinking that this was just all thrown together very haphazardly. And you say you don't know how to check if it has a foundation. That I can help you with. That's actually pretty easy. The way I used to do it is I would take a very long screwdriver. I used to buy these screwdrivers, Leslie, when I was home inspecting. I must have been like one of the only people to buy these. I'd always get them at Sears, and it was a straight screwdriver that was about 14 inches long.
Like, what do you actually use that for?
Like, I don't know. If there was a straight screw in a diesel engine, you need to reach to it. But I used to use it so much that I would, like, almost wear off the tip of it. And I would take that, and I would use it a lot because I would check for termites with it right by poking wood. But I would also poke for foundations. I would take that screwdriver, and I would insert it underneath the slabs in buildings like this at a 45-degree angle. And almost all the time, it would go straight in, indicating there was no footing ever. And so, basically, if you've got a house that's got one of these sunrooms on, it's worth nothing. It's not fixable. There's nothing that you can do to make it any better. If it becomes a problem, you simply got to tear it off, go back to where you were with the patio, or take the patio out and actually build it like an addition, which means you put a slab in first that has footings built into it. The other thing of concern is you mentioned that there's some sort of unsupported beam in the basement. You know, that's all bad stuff. So it sounds like your home inspector did a decent job at flagging this stuff for you. I'm a little bit surprised he didn't take it further by telling you how serious it is, because just from your descriptions, I'm concerned. So I think you need to get more information from your home inspector or get a second opinion, perhaps from even a structural engineer or an architect before you move forward, because I'm concerned that one, if not both, of these things could lead to some very expensive repair bills in your future. Well, spring cleaning season is here, and while cleaning your house is never really a popular task, there is one room that people hate, I mean really hate to clean, and that's the bathroom.
Oh, it's a terrible spot to clean. I mean, how much do people hate cleaning their bathroom? Well, 1 in 5 Americans would give up, oh my God, seriously, half of their annual salary just to have a bathroom that stayed clean and sanitized forever? Listen, America, you give me half of your annual salary, I'll come and clean your bathroom. I think that's a fair deal.
Well, that's according to a new survey of 2,000 U.S. adults, which found that Americans would also give up eating out or takeout, 25% there. They would also give up their favorite show or series. They'd give up a year's worth of internet access just to keep that room clean. So they really, really don't like cleaning bathrooms.
I mean, how many boy children do these people have living in their houses? Because I have 2 boys, and the bathroom gets pretty gross pretty fast, but I mean, I don't mind clean. I'll just clean it. You just clean it, guys. Now, conducted by one poll on behalf of Microband 24, the survey found that the bathroom habits that are the most annoying include leaving toothpaste or makeup stains on the mirror or sink. That was 30% in there. Forgetting to flush the toilet, 29%. And peeing on the seat or around the toilet. I mean, those are all things I hate. But
that's every day
oh
with your
God,
boys, right?
It's like 5 times a day with the boys. What the heck?
Well, the research also found that 39% would be embarrassed if their guests used the bathroom when it was dirty. However, as many as 60% say they only sanitize the home ahead of entertaining or knowing people are going to see it. So there you have it, the survey conducted on behalf of Microband 24, which just so happens to be, go figure, a disinfectant.
Listen, I keep, like, sanitizing wipes in the bathroom right next to the toilet on the floor, and I know I'm the only one who does it, but once a day I'm in there like, wipe, 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 wipe. And, you know, maybe if you tackle it more often, it won't be so bad.
There you go.
Janet in New York, you have got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
I've had a new countertop installed on a newly built house, and my options were granite or granite. And they installed the countertop in the kitchen, and I've looked online and I've talked to several people, and I get so many different options or different ways to keep it clean and to maintain it.
Right.
My biggest thing is this granite seems to be more work than my Formica countertop that I took out.
Yeah, you're right about that. You know, everyone thinks, well, it's granite, it's going to be indestructible.
Yeah.
Well, it is, but the finish needs a lot of work to maintain. I mean, the quartz countertops are a lot easier to maintain than granite, but granite is porous by nature, and so, you know, they mill the granite and then they finish it, and that sealer has to be redone from time to time, usually every few years, and you have to stay on top of it with cleaning and polishing. So you're right, it is more work than a Formica countertop ever was, right, Leslie?
Yeah, and you also have to make sure that whatever cleaning supplies you use, you know, are safe for a granite or a natural material surface, because you don't want to put something on that could deteriorate the protective coatings on top of it. And, you know, be careful with the edging that you select, because an OG edge, while more decorative, is a little bit more delicate. And when you're washing the dishes and the buttons on your jeans are rubbing against it, it could eventually wear that away. You just have to be careful, but they look great and definitely worth the work.
Oh, well, my other question is we have there's a drop sink in it, and I'm kind of concerned because the big thing everybody says is, or the experts, is to don't let water sit, don't let, you know, any liquid stay on it for any length of time. What about the lip or the rim underneath the granite where the sink is? It's do you know what I mean? The sink is an underneath one, so there's a little hangover.
It's not going to deteriorate. It is granite. But, you know, and you're not going to see that spot. So it's just a matter of keeping it clean just so that you don't get any growth of any mold or fungus in there, because that can smell sometimes. So I would just stick with good quality granite cleaners. One we've been recommending for years is aligned by Stone Care. People seem very happy with that. There's a cleaner and a polish. You can find that at Amazon and Walmart and places like that. Not too terribly expensive. And just try to stay on top of it.
Oh, good. Thank you.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit. Coming up, whether you want to repair low spots in the lawn or you want to install a brand spanking new lawn, the dirt that you use to grade the lawn will make a big difference in how that grass is going to grow. So we're going to share some tips on the best soil you should be using for this project next. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickRete.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. Big box store body shops to come to our area. They contract with as many insurance companies as possible. They provide discounts for these referrals. This allows the insurance company to dictate the parts and repair process to ensure the lowest cost of repairs as possible. This is not in your best interest for your expensive investments. At Coachmaster, we work for our customer, not the insurance company. We have no obligation to cut parts prices or use inferior parts. We follow strict manufacturer repair guidelines. It's your choice and your choice alone where you choose to have your vehicle repaired. Coachmaster was established in Reading in 1969 and doing quality repairs in Reading for over 55 years. Coachmaster is proven to be your best choice for collision repair. And yes, it is your choice. Our friendly service and quality repairs will have you referring all your friends and family. And remember, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin from the Flag Center. Winter rain and wind is hard on flags. So until March 21st, bring us that tattered old glory and we'll give you 15% off any all-weather Tuftex American flag. Stop in and see us at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. The Flag Center, since 1982. American flags, American made.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Hey, what's going on, Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howell, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Where home solutions live, this is The Money Pit, Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Helping you take on the projects that you want to get done around your house. Reach out to us with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Now we've got Josh on the line who's dealing with a mysterious water stain. What's going on?
I have a question regarding repainting my bathroom. I want to paint the ceiling and the walls a new color, but the ceiling has a water stain on it, but I'm not quite sure where it's coming from.
Well, Josh, I know exactly where that water stain is coming from, even though it seemed like I've seen your house. But it's probably coming from the vent pipe right above that bathroom, which is where most of those water stains, those water leaks will happen. Because all the toilets, all the plumbing systems in the house basically going to go up through the roof and vent. And where the vent goes through the roof, there's a piece of vent flashing, which is like this combination aluminum and rubber piece that basically slides over the top of the vent pipe. And then the shingles cover the top half of it, and it's exposed to the bottom half. And the rubber sealer that goes around the pipe is basically where it breaks down, that rubber gasket. It dries out over time, and it cracks and it rips. And then when you get driving rain, it leaks in around the pipe, which follows its way right down to the ceiling of your bathroom. So I would look at that pipe where it comes through the roof, because I can bet you that is the most likely place that this leak is being caused by. Then if that's the case, you're just going to have to either do it yourself or have a roofer replace that vent flashing, and that should definitely solve it.
All right, mystery solved.
Well, whether you want to repair low spots in your lawn or install a new one, the dirt used to grade your lawn makes a big difference in how well the grass grows. So here are a few tips to keep in mind for this project.
Yeah, first things first, before that first shovel touches your lawn, be sure that you go and get a call out there so you can have the pros come out and mark all of those underground utilities. You do this by calling 811. The service is free, and it can prevent hitting a water line, electric, gas, any of these things that you could just be like, oh, I'm going to dig right here, and then you could cause a massive, massive mistake. So definitely take the time, call 811 and learn where everything is. They mark it all out so you know exactly where it is safe to do so. Now, when you are grading your soil, you may notice low and high spots in the subsoil. In a few cases, you can simply move that subsoil around from the high spot to the low spot to kind of even it out. Once that subsoil is exposed, you may find the remains of old organic matter that you have to remove, or what's going to happen as things start to grow again, when that organic matter underneath starts to decay further, you're going to end up with lower soft spots again on the lawn.
Now let's talk about the dirt itself. There are really two types of soil typically used around the house. The first is called clean fill dirt, and the second, of course, is topsoil. Now, clean fill dirt is just that. It's designed to build up the soil levels. It's designed to be well packed. We've talked on the show many times about the importance of grading around a foundation perimeter if you're trying to keep water away from the house so you don't get leaks in a basement or crawl space. Clean fill dirt is used for that kind of project. When I see it, I think of sort of a baseball mound. It has sort of the same color, and it packs in much the same way. So clean fill dirt should be used if you have a real low spot and you're trying to bring it up close to grade. And then topsoil is a very organic, dark, rich soil that's designed to support the grass growth. So if you had a big divot in the lawn, you'd fill it with clean fill, get it within, you know, level or within an inch or two of the top, because the topsoil is going to settle. And then you put topsoil over that, and then you can seed. So generally, you want soil to be at its highest point at your house and then slope downward and away. So you use fill dirt to make that grade, and then you cover it with topsoil. Just keep in mind that fill dirt drains and topsoil doesn't. So if you tried to regrade with topsoil, it'd be like throwing a bunch of sponges around your lawn.
Yeah. Now, once you've got everything added properly and you're ready to start sowing the grass seeds, you can go ahead and do that. After that topsoil has been added, you can install sod, whichever your method of preference is for growing that new lawn. But now you can do it. So go for it and really get ready to enjoy a beautiful, lush lawn this season.
Just don't forget, you got to water, water, water that lawn when it's brand new like that until the seedling starts
to take. A lot.
Yep.
Patrice is on the line and has a question about adding some LED lighting to her bath. Welcome, Patrice.
I'm seeing a lot of LED lights on TikTok trending, and I think it looks really cool. I think it would make my bathroom look really cool. But I don't like the fact that you have to plug it into the wall, and I think that the cable is a little unsightly. Do you have any tips for covering up the wire or making, like, having the effect of an LED light in the bathroom without having to have a an ugly wire hanging out of my ceiling.
You know, I get it. You don't want to see a lot of cords. You want to make sure things look clean. I mean, I think with LED lighting, you know, there's a lot of different options for things that are cordless, or a pro electrician can hide the cords. I mean, it really depends on the type of fixture that you're looking at to determine the best way to disguise that. If there are some cords or cabling that you do need to see, I always try to run it behind a piece of conduit or a piece of molding or some crown molding. It's kind of dependent on where that fixture is going. There are ways that you can hide it behind a piece of trim so that's not being pinched or compromised in any way, but it's totally hidden in a super decorative manner.
Yeah, the other option is there are a lot of LED lights out there now that run off batteries because they just don't use that much power. But then you'll have to be dealing with switching the lights on and off, and that's going to, you know, lose its value pretty soon. I think that would get you pretty bored. So I like your suggestion, Leslie. Great ways to hide those cords.
This is the Money Pit. Give us a call with your home repair, your home improvement question, 24/7 at 888-MONEY-PIT. Coming up, if you'd like to step up the look of your home's exterior this spring, an exterior lighting design can help. We're going to have this and more to improve your home's exterior lightscape when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a money pit.
Wagner Spray Tech is a top manufacturer of paint applicators with a wide array of products like their Control Pro high-efficiency airless paint sprayers.
These sprayers make it easy to transform big projects like exteriors, decks, or fences while outputting 55% less overspray than traditional airless sprayers. They're also easy to use and apply a high-quality finish you'll be proud of.
There are several Control Pro models to choose from. Visit WagnerSprayTech.com to find the right sprayer for your next project. That's WagnerSprayTech.com.
Replacing your home's roof is a big deal, and it's not something you want to do more than once. That's why choosing a quality metal roof makes so much sense. Metal roofs are stronger, more durable, and stand up to severe winter weather like snow, ice, and hurricane-force winds far better than traditional shingle roofs. They improve energy efficiency, lower maintenance, and come in a huge variety of styles to fit any type of home. Learn more about how a quality metal roof can protect your home for a lifetime. Get your free Metal Roofing Alliance Buyer's Guide at metalroofing.com.
Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project. But DAP's new 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray textures makes this easy. Whether you're taking on a repair or need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP's spray textures make it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you.
Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. It's great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab. QuickCrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
Well, he's done it again. Our friend Peter Deich has created another unique kit that makes it easy and cost-effective to change the look of surfaces in your home. The new Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit lets you create real marble vein surfaces in just a few steps with no special skills needed. For just $169, you can cover any laminate, concrete, plywood, or solid surface with a beautiful marble finish. Order your Marble Dream Kit today at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by RoofMax, the world's first rejuvenation treatment. Nationwide, RoofMax dealers have saved property owners hundreds of millions of dollars with their guaranteed treatment. Don't replace RoofMax. Learn more at RoofMax.com.
Where home solutions live, welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, guys, from gardening to garages, the Money Pit podcast is here to help you create your best home ever. So follow us on your favorite podcast app or at moneypit.com/podcast.
Well, guys, if you'd love to have a granite countertop but maybe you're just afraid of the cost, we've got an option for you. We're giving away a kit from Deich Coatings called Luxrock Solid Surface Granite Countertop Kit. One kit covers 40 square feet, and it looks absolutely beautiful. You can spread this easily over an old countertop. So if you have an old Formica countertop, or you've got an old granite countertop, or an old Corian top, or an old soapstone top, you can spread right over the top of that. And once you're done with the Luxrock, you will see a beautiful granite surface appear as if magic. I did this in an apartment that we were renovating, and it really came out great. The kit's worth about $300, retails for $299 at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeichCoatings.com. But we've got one to give away to one lucky caller, so make that you. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974, or post your question at moneypit.com/ask by clicking the blue microphone button.
Jack in Nebraska is on the line with a flooring question. How can we help you?
I want to put a new floor in my basement, and I understand. Somebody has told me that some of these new engineered wood products, like the snap-together floors, they said that some of those are okay for basement application now. Is there any truth to that?
It's absolutely true. Now, just keep in mind that when it comes to wood flooring, there's pre-finished wood flooring, which is solid, and that's not rated for a basement. And then there's pre-finished wood flooring, which is engineered. Now, engineered flooring is essentially made up of many layers of wood. It's a bit like plywood in that you have different layers glued together at opposing angles, except with the engineered wood flooring, the top layer is hardwood, and it looks just like solid hardwood. In fact, once it's down, you really can't tell the difference. And because it's made up of different layers that are glued together at opposing angles, it's dimensionally stable, and it can be exposed to moisture or humidity like you have in the basement without swelling and cracking and splitting. And so, yes, engineered wood flooring is a perfect choice for a basement. And if you want another option, you could look at laminate floor, also modular in the sense that it locks together. And laminate flooring comes in many, many, many different types of sizes and shapes and colors. In fact, I saw some reclaimed lumber-looking laminate floor recently at a big trade show that was just spectacular. I mean, it really looked like the original wood floor. So lots of options there for basement flooring. Just don't go with solid.
Okay. Well, you answered my question. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Jack. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
Well, if you'd like to step up the look of your home's exterior this spring season, a good lighting design can help. Now, the lighting is not only going to add safety and security, but style if you do it well. So here's what you need to consider. First of all, think about your budget, because exterior lighting costs can range from a little to a whole heck of a lot. And adding a lightscape to a home where you plan to be for only a few years will merit a different level of exterior lighting investment than one that you're planning to be in for a long time. But even so, if you've got bigger lighting plans, this is one improvement that you can easily spread out over a number of seasons or do one side or type of lighting at the time, so you can definitely spread out the cost.
Now let's talk about durability. So whether you're working with a pro or shopping for a DIY system, you really want to go for quality fixtures and components. Low voltage is definitely the way to go, but you really need to work with a good material like copper or brass. There are a lot of really cheap fixtures out there, guys, and I'll tell you, they look good for about a season, and then they start to fail one after another. And by the time you get to be 3 years in, you know, probably got half of them that are still working. So it's kind of a situation where you get where you paid for. I'd rather see you do this in layers, maybe just do the front first and then work through other parts of the house next to save some money. But you really don't want to cheap out on those fixtures because you will regret it.
Yeah, and a good way to sort of stay focused and stay on task is to create a mood board, create a focus here. Definitely think about what you want, put it down on a board, look at it, come up with ideas. And then what you can do is look at the range of outdoor fixtures out there that make it possible to illuminate your home's exterior as well as any Hollywood lighting designer could do. And focusing is key. So you can focus on areas of architecture. You can have focal points that you want to sort of give these bright spots lights or more dramatic spotlights and then build the rest of that outdoor lighting scheme around that? I mean, is it a tree? Is it a pergola? Is it, you know, something that you want to be that area of focus, but only you know by looking around your yard? Overall, you want to shoot for a natural look that kind of replicates moonlight that's kind of softly streams in from above as opposed to heavy doses of uplighting. Again, do a lot of research. Look at inspiration images online. Create that sort of mood board that you can look at and then figure out how those lighting hacks are being created. And then you can do the same in your own yard.
Absolutely. It really is nice, though, when you're all done. That lighting really adds a lot to the ambiance of the home.
Now we're going to Missouri, where Tammy is having issues with her new furnace. What's going on? Let's talk you through this.
I replaced the furnace here before the beginning of winter, and since then I've had a buzzing noise in my breaker box every time it kicks on. I would like to say that the furnace that I replaced was about up to my knees, and the newer furnace is about chest high. Would that have something to do with the pulling of the ants, or?
Well, the size of the physical size of the unit may or may not be related to this. It's more like how much power is it pulling and how is it wired in to the breaker box. But if you're getting a vibration in the breaker box itself, that's not a good sign. The breaker could be deteriorating internally, and what you're hearing are the early stages of that, or perhaps the advanced stages of that. I don't know. I would tell you that if you got that kind of a signal, I would definitely have it checked out by an electrician. Open that panel up, have them pull out those breakers, look behind them, make sure it's sized properly, make sure nothing is over-fused, for example, where the wrong size fuse is being used on a wire and therefore not protecting it from overheating. It's definitely not a good sign and shouldn't be happening, and you need to get it checked out further. Okay, Tammy?
All right. Thank you.
Coming up on the Money Pit, have you considered moving your washer and dryer into the garage? Well, we're going to share some tips on that project when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a money pit.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity and reliability of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Maintain your car warranty with our service while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palisadro, in the Holiday Shopping Center, or in Redding, on Lake Boulevard, near Waterworks Park, and Anderson, across from Roundtable Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Do you come alive in the great outdoors? Do you love to hunt, fish, or cruise the lake every chance you get? See it all at the Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. All you could possibly want or need to gear up for outdoors with over 150 exhibitors. From apparel to hunting, fishing, boating, camping, kayaking, mountain biking, off-road utility equipment, just to name a few. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Something for the whole family. Euro bungee, climbing wall, exhibitor demonstrations. Enjoy the beer garden with a variety of food. Win thousands in prize giveaways. $8 admission, 6 for seniors. 12 and under are free. Sunday we honor our veterans with our free admission all day. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th. Go to www.readingsportsmansexpo.com for more information. Presented by Elwood Ranch, Pedigo Reading, Bridgeford, Garage Force, Crown Motors, and California Customs. See it all at the Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th at the Reading Civic Auditorium.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, Give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Solutions Live. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And spring is almost here. And if you'd like to spring into a project and don't know where to start, reach out to us with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Jenny from Kansas wrote into Team Money Pit, and she says, I'd like to move my washer and dryer from the basement to our unheated garage. She says, other than plumbing for the washer, do I need to do anything special beforehand, like add insulation to the space or heat it? I believe this will help dry up the basement, and our poor little humidifier will finally get some relief.
Well, you know, we get this question fairly frequently, and there are a few very real deterrents to moving your washer and dryer to the garage. First, without additional heating, you definitely are going to risk water lines freezing up in an unheated garage. So since heating a garage quickly becomes really expensive, even once it's insulated, you might find yourself spending a lot more money than you ever anticipated on cleaning clothes and the convenience. But there is something else in your question, Jenny, that grabbed my attention. You talked about the fact that your basement is excessively humid from, I guess, the dryer. It's very unwise to vent a dryer into a basement, which is the only reason it would be contributing to the humidity. So if your dryer is vented, it definitely needs to be vented to the outside. You need to make that happen. Now, I think if I were in your shoes, I'd concentrate on the dehumidifying and the basement issue by taking steps to make sure that that washer and dryer are properly installed and vented outside. And if you really want to consider moving the washer to a more convenient space, why not consider a stackable washer and dryer? Even full-size washers and dryers are stackable today. We used to have a washer and dryer that was side-by-side, and I bought a stacking kit and put the dryer on top of the washer, and now we saved a whole lot of space by doing that. So you have other options to get this project done, but I generally don't think it's a good idea to move a washer and a dryer into an unheated garage.
And, I mean, think about it. The amount of laundry everybody does, you'd be freezing your tootsies off trying to do all that laundry in an unheated space.
Well, are you a first-time homeowner and wondering what you need to know that us seasoned money pitters already do know? Well, Leslie has the lowdown in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
Yeah, congratulations. You are the proud owner of your very first home. So now what? Well, like having a baby, a home has to be cared for and loved and apparently does not come with instruction manuals, just like the kids do not. So as a first-time homeowner, it is your job to maintain your home all year long. So the first thing you've got to do is invest in the tools that you're going to need to do that. A basic toolbox should include a hammer, some screwdrivers, a pry bar, a level, an adjustable wrench. You can go ahead and add power tools later, a drill, a circ saw. You know, think about the things you're going to be working on. Now, understanding the basics of your home's mechanical system is a must as well, so make sure you know where your water main line is, how to turn it off in the event of an emergency, get acquainted with the circuit breaker box, know where it is, know what to do, and remember that home ownership puts you in charge of covering all of the utilities. So if the initial months in your new abode have given you sticker shock over power and water costs, take some steps to manage how you spend those energy dollars. And finally, even if you're in a brand new home that's under warranty, it's wise to have a contingency fund to cushion those curveballs that life will definitely throw at you as a homeowner. If you're looking for some more great tips, you can Google Money Pit First Time Homeowner Tips. We got a lot to share.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, adding a backyard deck is one surefire way to increase your home's living space, but is building a backyard deck a DIY project or one you ultimately will need a pro to tackle? We'll share some guidelines to help you sort that all out on the very next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.